Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org. Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Time. Welcome in on this wonderful Wednesday afternoon. We're only on for an hour today. It's the power hour. Crazy because we have probably a Rockies loss coming. No, they're probably going to win. I'm going to say they win this one somehow, some way. Chad Kuhl, right? He'll take care of it. Joining us now as a part of this power hour, Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. We're going to talk a little bit about the schedule, the full schedule coming out tomorrow. But we got schedule leaks, man, all over the place. Zach's going to help us break into some of that. Zach, my man, how are you?
Brady, I'm doing great. And, man, a Wednesday afternoon power hour. I'm all about it.
I know. I mean, I looked at Jay. I was like, we got 1 hour to fill. Well, Zach will take care of us for most of that. We're just going to leave you on, man. You go. You do what you do best.
Let's do it. You know, maybe I can just put my phone up to the press conferences I'm going to right now.
Yes. Okay. You're heading over to the press conference. What are you expecting to hear in this? Because I never know there's a lot of press conferences going on until I know. And that's usually from you. I'm like, oh, okay. Broncos are talking to us. So what are we expecting in this one?
You know, this is just a regular off-season press conference. And right now the Broncos are still in the first phases of their off-season training program. So it's just talking to a couple of guys. But Brady, in 2 weeks, we dive into OTAs,
yeah,
which means real football, offense versus defense. Russell Wilson going up against Pat Surtain. And we will get to watch a couple of those practices. So that's when we'll really get to see how Russell Wilson's doing with the team.
Oh, finally, right? We'll get there and we can start to see, kind of get a feel at least for what this team's really going to be about. So I'm pumped for that side of it. Now, you had posted something like, you know, about Russell Wilson and the hype stuff around the schedule. Well, we got a Christmas day. We got a Christmas game. We know that for sure. We know they're in London. This team, man, I mean, the power of Russell Wilson, am I right? We're getting to see this team probably on a lot of primetime situations this upcoming season.
Oh, tons of primetime, Brady. The Broncos are expected to have the max number of primetime games. And then you also get the London game, which is not technically a primetime game. That Christmas Day game is also going to be the only game going on at that time. I believe there's only going to be three NFL games on Christmas Day. They're going to have the rest on that Saturday before, just so that there's not too many on Christmas. But the Broncos are going to take over the country. And, Brady, that is just going to help Russell Wilson become even more of a name across the NFL because he is such a marketable guy. And out in Seattle, they've kind of buried him the past couple of years. The Broncos and the national media are ready for him to explode.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. I mean, it was crazy when it happened. I certainly did not see that coming, and now it's here, and it's still kind of like, I don't think it's probably going to hit. It's already hit you probably, Zach, but it's not going to hit me until I see him in that very first preseason game probably, or maybe training camp, but it's still so surreal to see Russell Wilson in Broncos colors, and whether that's in the media just talking, wearing hats or whatever, or out on the field as you're going to see soon with OTAs coming up. So, I mean, it still hasn't quite hit me.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I mean, it didn't hit me. And another step of that was seeing him in some of these workouts wearing the Broncos number 3. Another thing is going to be OTAs in a couple of weeks when he's actually leading the offense against the defense, training camp. And then, like you said, Brady, it's still going to be a surreal moment, even in week one, when he finally takes the first snap under the bright lights and on what could be a primetime game week one.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I'm excited for it. So what do we know about the schedule so far, Zach? The official schedule comes out tomorrow, but what's going on? I feel like there's more leaks lately. Like, we're getting all these, like, leaking out games and stuff. What's going on behind that? And then also break into what we know so far about the Broncos schedule.
Yeah, you really have to comb through these leaks with pencil, not pen, because a lot of these leaks aren't real. Some of them are real, so you really just have to wait. You can get excited for some games. The two leaks kind of around week one, some people are saying the Broncos are going to play the Seahawks in Seattle to start the season. Others are saying it's going to be the Raiders on the road, and both of those make a heck of a lot of sense to me, Brady, because both huge storylines there. Of course, Russ going back to Seattle, that's a monster storyline. But then the Raiders, people forget about the massive storyline there with Josh McDaniels going against the Broncos for the first time as a head coach, and not just for what he did to the organization, but now he's the Raiders head coach. They've got Davante Adams. The Broncos have Russell Wilson. In both of those games, Brady, makes sense for a primetime game. So I would not be surprised if either of those leads off a primetime game for the Broncos.
Talking to Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos, and what do you think of the Christmas situation? I'm a big NBA guy, but a bigger NFL guy. I think everybody is. The NBA is big into Christmas, but there you go. We're going to see the Broncos going right up against the. That's not going to be. That's a win-win all the way around. But it's kind of crazy to think about. You know, Broncos football on a Christmas day.
Yeah, it really is. It is crazy. And the Broncos have had Christmas or Christmas Eve a couple of times in the past 6 years, actually. But those were kind of just, you know, throwaway games because of who the Broncos were. This is a legitimate game. And sorry, NBA, but the NFL is going to be king on Christmas.
No doubt.
I know they really tried to make it their thing. But Rams and Broncos, that's going to be a heck of a game. And one thing that also tips off, Brady, is the Broncos are not going to be opening with the very first game on that Thursday night in Los Angeles. A lot of people thought that would make a lot of sense. Broncos, Rams, unveil Russ as a Bronco in the first NFL game of the season. But now that we know that game is now on Christmas, that the Broncos will not be playing that Thursday night game in week one.
Interesting. Well, you're right. It's going to be a great game. The Broncos are on the map now, so we're pumped about that. You've been tweeting a lot, Zach, and I love it, about Russell Wilson and what does he have to do to bring an MVP trophy to Mile High City. That tweet kind of got me cooking. You remember when Manning first came to Denver, and I think Elway spoke at his press conference and said something like, you know, Manning's already great. Our goal is to make him the greatest. I don't know that they achieved that goal. Obviously, Tom Brady won like 18 more Super Bowls after that. But what does the ceiling look like for Russell Wilson? He's a Hall of Famer. Can he become like one of the really like top tier guys? Put him in that Peyton Manning category. Do you think that he could do that? Because he has plenty of time to do it with Denver.
Yeah, he does have plenty of time. And if he lives up anywhere close to his goals of playing 10 to 12 years, 3 to 4 more Super Bowls, then boom, he's right in that conversation. But let's say he doesn't get 4 Super Bowls. What else can he do? Well, he's never received an MVP vote, which is absolutely crazy, Brady. He has to get a couple of MVPs when he's with the Broncos. And one way to do that, when you look at the numbers, you got to get 40 passing touchdowns, which Russ has done in his career. You have to have a 4-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio, which he's done multiple times throughout his career. And you got to pretty much be a 1 seed, not just in the AFC West, but in the entire AFC. And that, honestly, may be the most difficult one just because of this division. Look, Brady, you could win the division, whether it's the Broncos, Chiefs, or Chargers, with 11 or 12 wins, but the AFC West is going to cannibalize itself, where maybe the first place team has 11 wins, there's two other teams in the division with 10 and one with 9. That's not going to get you the number one seed in the AFC West or in the AFC. When you look back since 2016, every MVP has won, been a quarterback, and 1 seed in their conference, so that's going to be crucial. So the Broncos' team success is really going to play into that. And if he gets a couple of MVPs, when you look, he's been a Pro Bowler every single year but one in his time in the NFL, which is crazy. So he does have a chance to pass Tom Brady and Peyton Manning for the most Pro Bowls of a quarterback. Now, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, they may also have something to say about that. But Russ has a big lead on those guys right now. So when he retires, it's not crazy to say he has the most Pro Bowls of any player of all time, which certainly then puts you kind of in that conversation.
Let's just continue assuming, too, that Russell Wilson's career is going to keep doing great things and he's going to go down as his first ballot Hall of Famer. Would that be the best trio of quarterbacks in NFL history? Because I know there's some good ones. I know there's a lot of teams have two really, really good quarterbacks. But when you're comparing it, when it's all said and done, assuming everything works out the way we expect it to with Russell, John Elway, Peyton Manning, and Russell Wilson, would that be the biggest trio ever?
Yeah, in my opinion, it absolutely would have to be, Brady. And now some people may say, well, out in Green Bay, they had Favre, Aaron Rodgers, and Bart Starr. However, to me, I think you just kind of got to look at modern-day guys. And in terms of modern-day guys, yeah, there's no better trio. Three first-ballot Hall of Famers, guys that are just the best when they were playing. And so, yeah, I absolutely think that would be the best they've had. And the really exciting thing about Russ is, obviously, 4 years with Peyton Manning was absolutely incredible. But when Russ says he wants to play 10 to 12 more years, I think some people kind of scoff at the 12. I don't think it's ridiculous that he makes it to 10 years or 8 years. So we're going to at least get double the amount of time that Peyton here.
Yeah, I think that's why at the end of the day, you could make a case and feel comfortable about it and say Russell Wilson's time in Denver might be much, much bigger than Peyton, because the knock on Peyton was 4 years. And we know that, I don't know if saying a knock is the right way to say it, but he played three great years. And then that last year was what it was. But Russell has the chance with all of these years in front of him coming to the Broncos, still kind of in that middle stage as far as age. He has potential to quickly pass up Peyton Manning as far as, you know, the great quarterbacks for the Broncos.
Yeah, no doubt. And he has a chance to pass John Elway in nearly every statistical, if not every statistical category, for just being a Broncos quarterback. John Elway has 300 career touchdown passes. If Russ plays 10 years, that's 30 touchdowns a year. Now, over 10 years, that could be a little more daunting. But look, Russ should be year in and year out beefing up every season. If he's John Elway for most passing touchdowns as a Bronco, on top of everything he did in Seattle. And in Seattle, he has the most Pro Bowls of any Seattle Seahawks player ever with those nine. So he would be an all-time great for two different franchises.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, right? You have to pinch yourself. You're like, wow, John Elway. You have a long gap in between. Jake Plummer was cool, and then Manning, and then relatively short gap in between, although a very miserable gap in between Manning and Russell Wilson. It's absolutely nuts. Okay, Zach, with Nikola Jokic becoming the back-to-back MVP, everybody's talking about Mount Rushmore and doing all that, and I wanted to get into this with you. I wanted you, you're a Broncos guy. Who is your Broncos Mount Rushmore?
Oh, boy, great question. Well, obviously, you have to start, I think, with the two guys that we've been talking about. I think you got to start with John and Peyton, two of the best to ever play. And just although it was short, man, was it extra sweet with Peyton. So I'm putting those two guys in. And then, Brady, I also go to MVPs, and one of the MVPs was, in fact, Terrell Davis. He was just like Peyton, although just in a different way, but shorter career, but boy, was it good. Those two guys, as their careers as a Bronco, extremely similar, and though they weren't that long, they were Hall of Fame careers within themselves with what they did with the Broncos. Ah, man, and then, I mean, there's so many other people that you can look at for the fourth. You know, the argument, and it boils down to two guys for me. Von Miller, the Super Bowl 50 MVP, number two overall pick, Hall of Fame career just with the Broncos, and Champ Bailey. And what Champ has going for him is first ballot Hall of Famer. And you look at the end of the day, Von Miller is probably going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. So he'll have that plus the Super Bowl 50 MVP to his name. So I think you're going to go with Von there.
Champ is an interesting one because I love Champ Bailey. But I don't know, and I agree with you, actually, when you think about as much as he's done, he was one of the best corners to play ever. But I don't know that people mention Champ as much. So I'm glad you put him up there because that does make sense.
Yeah, and the way I like to think about if how the Broncos should retire jerseys, as I like to think about it, if you were a first ballot Hall of Famer, that there you go. So then there's no controversy on Should we retire this guy's number? Should we not? Is it too many numbers? Look, if the Broncos end up having 50 first-ballot Hall of Famers and you have to change the way you do that, then that is a great problem to have. But right now, there's only a handful of first-ballot Hall of Famers the Broncos have had and probably will have. I mean, you look at other guys, Aqib Talib, fantastic. You look at so many other guys, Shannon Sharp, a great player, but not first-ballot Hall of Fame guys. And so when you boil it down to that, I like to look at it that way. And so that's kind of how I view this conversation as well.
Yeah, well, I love it, man. It's going to be great. We'll see what happens. I'm excited to see this schedule tomorrow, Zach, and break this whole thing down. I'm sure we'll try to catch up with you later this week if you have some time for us.
Absolutely, and also the end of this week, rookie minicamp, Brady. It's always a great time to be a Broncos fan, but even in the middle of May, they've got stuff going on.
Okay, let me do this with you then real fast. This is a fantasy football question for you. Mm-hmm. Let's talk running backs here. Javonte Williams, I expect to have a really big year. I'm curious to see how they're going to utilize him in this offense with Russell. Should fantasy drafters be a little, concerned about taking him too high because, last year they split right down the middle as far as carries go? Do you see that happening again, or does it slant to a certain percentage more so toward Javonte Williams?
Yeah, 100%, Brady. Unfortunately, from a fantasy perspective, picking up Melvin Gordon for both Melvin Gordon fantasy owners and Javonte Williams owners was really bad. Now, if you're in a dynasty league where you get Javonte for a long time, I still think he's a good pickup. But if you're talking about just this year, Brady, it's going to be really close to 50-50 again. Javonte, I give the slight lean to. I think he'll end up being the starter. I think he'll end up getting a few more carries than Melvin, but this is not going to be 80-20 where Melvin's just a relief guy. No, Melvin came here to be in a very similar role that he was last year. So unfortunately, both are really good running backs, but when you talk about fantasy perspective, they'll be good, but you're not going to see a top five, top three production from one of these guys.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting for sure. I'm pumped about it, to be honest, because I think Gordon, a couple of weird fumbles, but other than that, man, I think he's still not elite, but still very, very good as a running back. So I know Russell's getting all the praise as he should, but I'm getting pretty excited about what this the possibility of this run game could look like.
I mean, when you look at this team, Brady, this offense should be so good and so well-rounded. So unless you're looking at it from a fantasy standpoint and saying, okay, well, Cortland could have a great year, but he's not going to be a top five receiver. Same with Jerry Jeudy, because the ball is going to be spread around. But when it comes to winning games for the Broncos, it's a fantastic setup, at least on paper. And this isn't like with a couple of years ago, if only Drew Lock can pan out, everything's going to be all right. No, that's the biggest question mark in the world when you're talking about if only a quarterback can pan out. Broncos don't have that question anymore. They have a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah, you're right. You got the biggest thing taken care of. Everything else kind of feels like gravy on top, but we're here for it, man. I know you certainly are. So we'll reach out to you, man. We'll see if we can catch up soon about that schedule. Always appreciate you, man.
Well, love it, Brady. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. Doesn't get much better than that. The official schedule is out tomorrow, so we'll be looking into that. Cannot wait. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043, 888-530-0043. 23 minutes after the hour. Before we break, I want to shout out to one of our relatively new sponsors, Lemons Heating and Cooling. Man, I tell you what, summer's right around the corner. It's already warming up. It's getting beautiful, but it's going to get hot. So you need to check out your HVAC system. Make sure everything's up to go, up to date. And if it's not, you got to talk to my friends, Lemons Heating and Cooling, 970-567-0798. I know Mr. Lemons very well. I played flag football with him. And the dude could rip flags, dude. He was like seriously good at that. And that's a skill. Because flag football, Jades, you got to be able to rip flags. He was very good at that, by the way. He's very good at what he does with Lemons Heating and Cooling as well. I'll read some of your texts when we get back. I got a poll question for you. Who's better, Nathan MacKinnon or Cale Makar? Who's the better Avalanche? Some of you are getting pissy with me, like, oh, why are you asking that? It's a moot point. What are you talking about? We're in a week where we're doing Mount Rushmore crap. Let's do the current roster for the Avs. Who is the guy? Cale Makar, certainly the guy of the series. Who's the best player on the team? Is it Nathan McKinnon? Kale McCarr. Go to thewholeshow.com and we'll talk about it. 24 minutes after the hour, we'll be right back. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios, rocking and rolling on a power hour on this Wednesday afternoon.
Baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Oh, Ozzy, dude. There we go. That is fantastic work by you. Jades, you're starting to get me, aren't you? You're starting to figure this thing out. Welcome into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. If you miss any of our shows, we got them ready for you via podcast. Thewholeshow.com, 1310kfk.com, Spotify, TuneIn, Twitter, I don't know. All those things, Jade's Twitch box. What are the other ones? What am I missing? You know them all. You're into this stuff. Although, you're not really into social media that I am on, anyway. Are you onto some weird stuff that I don't even know about?
Just Snapchat and Instagram. I'm not really big in Twitter or Facebook. So, like, the old guys.
Is it because we're old?
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't. They mess with my stuff. Get
exactly.
out of here. What is Snapchat, though? Like, what's so different about that? Can I take a picture and put it on Facebook and Twitter? Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah, but Snapchat's more personal. It's like direct messaging people. It's less of like a public post, more of like individual talk.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Which is also very dangerous because the images, you know, go
away. Oh, because people are sending nude pictures all the time.
Yeah.
All over the place.
Yeah, I mean, they had to make a law for it and stuff. Like, it was a big deal.
It's weird. It's weird. Social media is a strange world.
Yeah, for sure.
No doubt. I do like Twitter. I didn't like Twitter at first, but it's very good for sports, I have found. Very good for sports. I've enjoyed that side of it. Let's read some texts here. Eastside Chris. Brady, I believe schedules come out tomorrow. Well, then you, sir, would believe correctly. Will Broncos have more primetime TV coverage than the Chiefs? Ooh, that is a good question. That is a great question. Who has more power, Russell Wilson or Patrick Mahomes? Doesn't Patrick Mahomes have more power? But this is new.
Right. According to Zach, it sounded like the Broncos are going to have more.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Because, if this was just Russell Wilson with Seattle, who's more popular, Patrick Mahomes or Russell Wilson? Patrick Mahomes. But Russell's with the Broncos, and the Broncos have a rich history, and they did it with Peyton Manning, and they're going to get more primetime games because of the newness factor. Next year might be a different story, but everybody wants to see how Russell does with the Broncos. Also, since you're the new hockey insider analyst, do we want Blues or Wild? Well, you've come to the right place. Now, I was talking to my hockey insider. His name's Clark Johnson. He is a diehard hockey guy. Seriously, he's good at what he does on the prep side, but he really knows hockey. He said he wants the Wild because he doesn't like them. Like, they're very physical. They're kind of jerks. But who's the better team? Who do you want? I'm going to just defer to Clark on this. Let's get the Wild in this thing. But the Blues did win 5-2 last night, so.
What scares me about the Wild, though, is Clark was saying that they're one of the dirtiest and most physical teams.
Yeah, that's why he wants to play them, because he thinks maybe that finesse style could offset that, perhaps.
But that's what was scary, is when the Predators started playing a little bit more physical, it was a little bit tougher for the Avs.
It was scary, but I do feel like the Avs responded well.
Yeah.
So that's why.
Obviously not as well as like game one and two, right. But then game three when they came out real tough.
It's true. I mean, I would be a little. So I'm going to go back. I'm going to take what you said then. Say we want the Blues. Don't we want the Blues?
I think they win regardless.
Yeah, well, I think they do too. I think the pressure's on, though, for sure. Yeah. Our question yesterday was about Jared Bednar. The pressure's certainly on him and the Avs.
I would want the Blues only because if the Wild are really that dirty and that physical, avoid injury at that point.
Yeah. No, and they're getting everybody healthy, too. I was listening to some different segments with Jared Bednar, and Darcy Kemper's good. Everybody's good. So that this break is helping out. You're rooting for Minnesota to win. When do they play tomorrow? I would think so. Is that tomorrow's Thursday, right? Yeah, they play tomorrow on TNT at 7:30. You want Minnesota to win. Let's go seven here. Let's get well into the weekend before the Avs have to play. I'm not worried about rust as much as I am rest. That's where I am at this point anyway. A couple of texts. Noob was talking about, all three quarterbacks that you've talked about with Elway, Manning, and Russell, none of them drafted by the Broncos. Isn't that interesting, Jades? I'll give you the four, like Jake Plummer, arguably in that top five mix as far as quarterbacks. None of the Broncos' legendary or good quarterbacks were drafted by them. You know, I had Trepuka, but that's different. You're talking like their best of the best. John Elway, we all know how that draft went. Manning, free agent signing. Russell Wilson was a trade. Crazy. Dixon says no. He's our Chiefs guy. The arch nemesis Dixon. We have a Dixon sighting here. And he, of course, has to jump in when... There he is. Wants to know... Isaac Chris wants to know if the Broncos will have more primetime games. And listen, it's not a knock on the Chiefs, dude. It's just, I'm telling you, the newness factor of Russell Wilson with the Broncos is what the league wants. That's an exciting story. So Mahomes is exciting no matter what, but a Hall of Fame quarterback changing teams midway through his career is the story. That's what they're going to want on primetime TV more. So I'm sorry, but that's just the way it's going to be. We'll find out tomorrow officially, but the Broncos are going to have... I mean, the Broncos, they got to be one of the most interesting stories in the NFL, if not the most interesting. They were when Peyton Manning came to Denver. They got to be now with Russell. I mean, I'm watching NFL Network every morning, and there's Broncos stuff all the time now. All right, so let's get to this. Our poll question of the day. Where are you guys at on this one? Who's better at this point in time? Nathan McKinnon or Cale Makar? I mean, there's no doubt Cale Makar is getting his... Like Nathan McKinnon even said, he's like, he's the best player. But who's the better player? Cale Makar has been very good, and obviously he's kind of reaching legendary status after his playoffs, after the first round. But it just got me thinking, like, who's the best? Who's the most important? Maybe those two are two different questions, or they're one of the same. Well, look at that, though. I'm kind of shocked at this. I thought the Cale Makar thing would take off. Nathan McKinnon's at 60%, over 60%. So McKinnon's been doing it at the highest of levels for a bit longer now, and Cale Makar's 23 years old, man.
I think your answer changes whether or not you say who's better or who's the best.
So right now, Cale Makar's better.
I would say
but
so.
But Nathan McKinnon's the best?
Yeah.
Because he's had the better career so far,
right?
Because McKinnon was and has been the best player for the Avs pretty much since he was drafted. Cale Makar's starting to storm onto the stage. He's the best offensive defenseman in the league. Maybe, if he keeps it up at this young age, he could already be considered one of the best to do it ever someday.
Where's Landeskog in the mix?
The leader of this team, but he's not at that status, right?
No. I mean, not by any means.
He's their vocal leader. He's very good still, but I would say it's between
number three?
Those two. Probably close, right?
Where's Darcy Kemper?
I mean, the goalie is always got to be the most, you know, one of the most important players on your team. Boy, that's tough.
It's a tricky
situation.
The
current Mount Rushmore for the Avs.
Yeah, it's tough.
That's an interesting one. I mean, in the regular season, Mikko Rantanen was their leader. I mean, he was the guy scoring everything. He led the team in goals. He led the team in points. So where does he stay? He didn't do anything. I mean, I don't want to say he didn't do anything, but did he have a goal in these playoffs? I don't think he did. But he was a stud all year. I mean, there's some good players on this team, man. That's why the expectations are where they are. Okay, so speaking of all of the... Are you old enough to have a Mount Rushmore, Jades? Because you didn't see a lot of these greats, you know, that are... And I, you know, some of them I didn't see, but most of them I saw. Most of the greatest players in Denver, I saw, I grew up seeing. So it's kind of cool for me. Like, Nuggets, I didn't get to see them. I didn't get to see Alex English, you know, and some of the other studs. David Thompson, I didn't get to see those guys. But Rockies, grew up watching the Rockies. Broncos, Floyd Little is maybe in that Mount Rushmore, but I didn't get to see him.
I can't really have a Mount Rushmore because, like, it's if I look at it, I look at it like, look at the NBA Mount Rushmore of all time. Mm-hmm. Like, I just grew up knowing that Michael Jordan's at the top. That's how it is.
Well, and I wouldn't disagree with you on that one.
But I never watched him play. I don't know how good he was.
Yeah, that's true. I just look at stats. Well, it's like Floyd Little. I didn't watch him play.
Right.
But I know he was the franchise, which is kind of, it's not making me mad, but why is Floyd Little not in anybody's mentions of Mount Rushmore for the Broncos? I mean, just to paint this picture for you, Jades, great book by my guy, Brian Howell, who we had on last week. He wrote 100 Things You Need to Know as a Broncos Fan Before You Die. I have the copy. You need to get it. Floyd Little's like the number one topic in there. That convinced the Broncos that they can grow a franchise here. Floyd Little was the guy that showed ownership and management that you can build a franchise here. If you have a star player that everybody can get behind, they will come watch you. Floyd Little was that guy. So who's in the Mount Rushmore for the Broncos? Obviously John Elway.
I think it's obviously Manning too.
I don't think so.
Not at all?
No, I don't go there. No. 4 years, 3 years, really. I know he had an MVP year, he broke records, but he did win the Super Bowl, but he wasn't.
That team.
I just can't do it.
He was the crutch of that team.
I get it, man. It was amazing what he did in 3 years and then the fourth. I like to separate those two because you have to. I just have a hard time putting him there. I know Zach put him there too, but I know we got a break. My gut wants to do this. John Elway, Terrell Davis, Shannon Sharp, and Von Miller. That's where my gut goes. And then I get mad at myself and go, why would you not put Floyd Little? The foundation, the founding father of the Broncos, almost. 12:42 the time. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
I'm going over to Weldworks this afternoon around 5 because Colorado State coaches are going to be there. My guy, Nico Medved, Jay Norvell, all of the great Colorado State coaches are going to be there. Kind of a meet and greet thing at Weldworks today. I'll be there at 5. Hooligans, you in? You coming? Stop by. I'm really going to be sad if I go to shake Coach's hand and he's like, who are you again? Who are you? No, not Nico. Jay Norvell might definitely do that. And I will have to say, dude, come on. This is my area. No, I'm excited to go. Mount Rushmore for the Rockies. How about that? Mount Rushmore for the Nuggets. Mount Rushmore for the Broncos and the Avs. Smitty says, I tweeted this out. I said, why is Floyd Little like not on anybody's Mount Rushmore? He said he wasn't as good as TD, didn't play on TV very often, and was a veterans induction into the Hall of Fame. I get it. But what he built, like Mount Rushmore, sometimes is it about the stats or how important a player is to the franchise? And I get it. That's two different things. So you have to have maybe we have two different Mount Rushmore. All right, I'll be honest. I just asked the question. I don't know that I'm putting Floyd Little on mine either. It's Elway, Sharp, Terrell Davis, and then it's kind of that toss-up between Atwater and Miller, but I got to go with Miller because he was a Super Bowl MVP, so I go there. How about the Rockies? Who's on the Rockies Mount Rushmore? Not as many. Now, there's the obvious. Larry Walker, Todd Helton, no doubt. Is Nolan Arenado on the Mount Rushmore? I mean, he has to be, right? I know he didn't leave the best way, but during his time with the Rockies, he was the best third baseman, and he will be a Hall of Famer. Who's next? Is it somebody from, you know, that Blake Street bomb or the old, not the Blake Street, but the old era of that? You know what I mean? Like, is Vinny Castilla? Is he one of those guys that we're talking about? Andres Galarraga? Or is it Troy Tulowitzki? Matt Holliday had a really good run. I mean, I'll probably go with Vinny Castilla. So Todd Helton, Larry Walker, Vinny Castilla, Nolan Arenado? Maybe. How about the Nuggets? Joker, obviously. Alex English, obviously. Carmelo Anthony, obviously. And who else? David Thompson? Smitty says, I'm drunk. Would you put Vinny Castilla in there? Who else you putting? How about Avalanche? Pretty easy, right? Joe Sakic, Peter Forsberg, Patrick Waugh. Is Nathan MacKinnon already there? Is he on that? Has he surpassed some of the other greats? Adam Foote's really good, but maybe Nathan MacKinnon has surpassed him already. All right, let's take a short break. We got to wrap this thing up and send it over to Jack Corrigan and Jerry Schimmel as they get set to call the Rockies and the Giants coming up at 1:40. We'll get the pregame on at 1. We'll be right back.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cody Ward from the Locked On Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On NFL Network. Make sure that you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA for the latest news in Broncos country.
You were really holding on there, Jades. I was wondering when you were going to let me go. Pulling the curtain back. Jades is the producer extraordinaire back there. Pushing buttons, making sure this thing goes really, really well. Well, he cues me when my mic is on. He points to me. And sometimes I think he messes with me. Like, you hold it up forever. You let the music go. And sometimes I mess with you and I let the music play for 2 minutes.
Or sometimes you'll hold your KFKA for a million years.
Those are like Easter eggs within the whole show that people need to pay attention to. Some of the things that we do here. Here's a question. Okay, so on the Mount Rushmore thing, does it hurt some of these greats that they were all together while they were doing it? So like Nikola Jokic, for example. Is there anybody in jeopardy of being on Mount Rushmore on the Nuggets roster right now other than the Joker? Like, Jamal Murray, is his career going to be... Oh, that's a good tweet. Chef Dwayne, is that right? Wrong answers only on the Mount Rushmore. Tebow, Maurice Claret, Calvin Lowry, and Darius Watts. That is brilliant. That is a great idea. Dude, sometimes the hooligans just step the hell right up. It's great. Fantastic. Chef Dwayne, great work from you. That is a great idea. Tebow, Maurice Claret, Calvin Lowry, and Darius freaking Watts, man. That's so good. Anyway, does it hurt some of their cases? Like Steve Atwater and Shanda Sharp, Terrell Davis. They were all a part of the John Elway Hall of, like, a lot of Hall of Famers from that side, right? Zimmerman and stuff. The Avalanche, the same case. Sakic, Forsberg, and Waugh, and Adam Foote. I mean, they had tremendous players. The Nuggets, it's been few and far between with their greats. Before Joker and Melo, the last real great, and I know Chauncey Billups was good, but he's not in that Mount Rushmore. The last real great player you had before Melo was Dikembe Mutombo, and you only had him for 4 or 5 years. So the Nuggets have had a hard time of it. That's fun. Let's do that. Wrong answers only. Okay, just random guys then. Let's do it. Game on. We're off now, man. We're gonna. I don't know what we're going to do with ourselves the rest of the day. Stop by, see me. I'm going to pop by Weldworks and say hi to the CSU coaches. They're part of their Colorado tour. They chose Greeley as one of their locations. So right downtown from us. I'll be heading down there around 5 o'clock. Good night, Northern Colorado.